What's hood? What's good, you guys? It's your girl, Anisha, and welcome to For the Love of Anisha podcast. Today's day is January 10th, 2024. What's good? What's hood? I was about to say 2023, y'all. You know, I gotta get used to saying 2024. So, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? I know I sound a little bit tired, but I'm like, let me just give y'all an episode tonight. So, let's do a mental check. Right now, my mental is an 8-9. I ain't gonna lie. Even though when I had a conversation with my mom and my sister that I'm not gonna tell y'all about, you know, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be alright. And the situation is always gonna be, you know, good in my hands. So, but I feel at this moment at 8-9. It's 10:44 at night. Okay, I meant to say that in the beginning. That's how you know a sister is tired, but I gotta get this out so y'all can have something to listen to on your way to the work, the gym, to your baby mama house, your baby daddy house, so y'all can listen to me, get some of this free game that I'm giving y'all. And if you hear the noise in the background, that's my heater, okay? So, today is gonna be... The topic at hand is going to be way back Wednesdays, meaning stuff that I used to participate back in the day, stuff that we had in the house back in the day. Like, it's just going to be all type of shit I'm going to be talking about way back in the day. Since it's Wednesday, it's way back Wednesday. So this is going to be a new segment if I do, y'all, I am tired. I was about to start over, but I said, fuck it. Y'all gonna hear me while I'm sleepy. So if I do an episode of my podcast on a Wednesday, just know the segment is called Way Back Wednesday. That's a segment. I know y'all like, girl, if you don't start this podcast over, nope, because I'm gonna show y'all my flaws. Shit, okay? I can't always be... You know, woke. Shit, a bitch is tired, okay? But, yeah, so I just thought about that as I, you know, about to be record. I was like, let me talk about stuff back in the day. So, look, my own sound effects. So, way back Wednesday, do y'all remember... That every freaking household, especially in the black community, it's these certain type of covers. Like, I wish... See, that's why I gotta do YouTube, huh? So I can, like, input the picture I'm talking about. So, I feel like every black household had this comforter. Either came... The main color was either red, or you could say burgundy, and green, and it had like triangles, half of the comforter. Like, everybody had that comforter, okay? When I say everybody, I say everybody, okay? And another thing that the black community do, when all, it could be your friends or your family members, but I know every time somebody spend out of somebody's house, we have hella pallets on the floor. You know what I'm saying? That was the best time, because most of the time, if I spend night in somebody's house, it's a pallet on the floor. And it's, you know, we ain't sleeping on the bed. We ain't nothing. Everybody on the floor. Even if I go, say, for instance, I went to one of my partner's house. They had a bed. They ain't even gonna sleep in the bed. They gonna sleep in the pallet. Okay? So that was lit. Even when I did it with my cousins. You know what I mean? Sleepovers... I don't know about right now, because, you know, the time that we live in, it changed. But back in the day, your parents or your guardian or whoever was in, you know, guardianship over you, you know what I mean? Used to make sure that they knew the people before you went over there, you know what I mean? Like, my mom knew everybody I went to their house. She sat with them, knew how they cook, how they move, how their house look and stuff. And she'd be like, okay, you can spend the night. Now, if they house dirty, she don't give a fuck how... My mama don't care, shit. She might listen to this episode, don't care. She might say, yeah, you damn right. It don't matter how nice you is and how she get a positive vibe from you. If your house is fucking dirty and she can tell that it's dirty, I ain't spending the night. She'll make up any excuse. You know what I mean? And for instance, again, if you just tuning in, this segment is called Way Back Wednesday. Since it's still Wednesday, that's the topic at hand. So I remember one time this girl, damn, I ain't gonna say her name because that's fucked up. I told this story so many times. If you know, you know. So was I in high school or middle school? Let me think. I was in middle school because high school, I went to Pinole Valley High. If you from the Bay Area, you know where Pinole at. You know what I mean? And I was in between. I was living with my dad and my mama. So I was like Oakland. Sometimes with my auntie. It was just a lot going on with me, okay? I was just moving everywhere. But most of the time, I was maybe most likely in Oakland. But anyways, between my mom and my dad, whatever. So, yeah, this was in middle school. So, yeah. So the girl, this was when I was staying with my mama. And my granny, rest her soul. So the girl had came and asked my mama, like, can Anisha spend the night? Mama was like, yeah, but I gotta meet your mama. I gotta see the vibes and everything, blah, 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 blah. She was like, cool, I'm gonna tell my mom. So the her house was not that far from my granny house, because that's where me and my mama stayed. Oh, I think, was Jewel born? Yeah, Jewel was there too, my little sister. Shout out to her. So, me and my mama was walking to the girl house. I was about to slip up and say her name. And we walked in and whatever. And I know my mom. Because I'm like, oh my God, my mom is not going to let me spend the night in my head. Because I'm like, if she see that girl room. Because on a daily basis, like when we had to walk to school and we pick up each other from the house. Y'all, this girl room was always messy. And like, girl, and then like, if we did have sleepovers over there, we will always sleep in the living room. Always sleep in the living room because her room was always fucking dirty. Like, I did not understand that, but whatever. So my mama came over and she introduced herself, you know, like, oh, I'm Anisha mom, blah, blah, blah. And then the lady introduced herself, blah, 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 blah. So they talking, they vibing and stuff, whatever, whatever. And then all I heard was my mama calling my name. She's like, Anisha, come on. And I'm like, what's up, mama? What's going on? She was like, we got a thing to do. I said, a thing to do. I said, oh, bet. Because me and my mama, you know, we can read. I can read my mama. At that time, I could read her. I can read her now for sure. But at that time, I know what type of time she was on. So she was like, Anisha, we got to go. She was like, I'm sorry. And then she told the girl, mom, oh, I'm sorry, Anisha, can't spend the night. We have something to do with family. But, you know, maybe, you know, another time she could spend the night at my house. But not today. She can't spend the night today. And then we got to make arrangements for her or whoever, you know, either she's been out of my house or Anisha's been out over here. But we have to go, though, because we got some family stuff going on. So we leave out walking down the street. Y'all think I talk loud? My mama talk loud, so that's where I get from. So she was like, we walked down the stairs. She said, I need to talk to you. And I was like, okay, I thought I was in trouble. So we almost took back to my granny house and she was like, your ass been never asked me to spend out over there. And her ass ain't spending over my house. And I'm like, mom, why? She was like, oh my God, that house is dirty. I'm like, mom, the living room wasn't dirty. I said, now her room is dirty. Mama said, I didn't need to see her room. I know that they dirty because this is out of order. This. I seen dust in. Oh, I'm like, girl, it's not that deep, but girl, that's my mama. She knew it was dirty in there. And I knew it was dirty in her room. Like, I didn't see nothing dirty in the living room or the kitchen. But my mama got different eyes, set of eyes. So, and she a parent. So, maybe whatever. So, then a couple of weeks later, the girl came by my house. We was about to go outside, you know, kick it or whatever. And she came in the house to just sit down, whatever, in the living room. And then here go my mama coming from the room. What is that smell? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she was like, Anisha. I was like, what's up, mom? She was like, is you musty? I'm like, no. Why y'all, my mama smell me? She might don't remember this, you know. She That lady turned 56 this month, so she already, you know, she's like, I don't remember that. But she said, come here. Y'all, why my mama smelled me, thought it was me, but it was really the girl. So then she peeked, and then she didn't say nothing. She just said hey to her and stuff, like, fake. Heck of fake, though. Like, hey, how are you? How's your parents? Da-da-da-da. I'm like, girl, you heck of fake. My mama was fake. So then I think I went in a room, and girls, this girl didn't even tell me to close the door. She just splattered out. That girl can never come back over here. She stank. Why the girl heard my mama say that? And she's like, Garnisha, I'll just see you later. I was like, why? She's like, I gotta go. Oh my God, that was so embarrassing. But I don't blame my mama, because she didn't want the house to be stinking up. Because when my granny came home from work, you know, she would have been like, why y'all in here musty? You know what I mean? So that's a way back Wednesday story. Like, that shit was crazy. My mama is that beast. What else back in the day? Oh, so I see out here in Vegas or Nevada, whatever the case might be. Nevada, but I stay in Vegas. Y'all know those heaters that go up and down that's like cemented into the wall? Like cement into the wall? I don't know if I'm saying it right. But they don't have them out here. And I was just telling my partner today at work, I was like, you know, the house will warm up more faster if we had them type of heaters. She was like, that's only in California. I said, I know. Because y'all, my heater, I'm thankful for it. Look, at the end of the day, I'm very grateful and thankful for my apartment. I'm thankful that I got a roof over my head. I'm thankful for heat and light, okay? I'm not complaining about nothing. All I'm saying is, it would have been better for them to just build the one that we got in California, because it warms up the house like that, okay? I mean, I could be ghetto and turn the oven on and all that. I don't want nothing melting in this motherfucker, okay? Because I'm trying to get my deposit back when I leave, okay? I know that's right. So we don't need nothing destroyed, okay? I'm trying to get all that money back, all of it, or most, okay? So that heater lit. That's all I gotta say. If you ever stay in California, that heater is lit. What else? Oh, this is for my church going people. Okay, so I went to church that I can remember. The age that I went to church was, I started going to church, let me think. It had to be, okay, my sister was born when I was 12. I think I started going to church maybe 9 or 10 with my auntie. Shout out to her. And I got baptized at 12. That's how I know I was in church for a minute, because I got baptized at 12. So I must have been starting going to church with her at like 9 or 10, maybe 8. But I know I got baptized at 12 years old. And our church is in Oakland. It's called Abilene Baptist Church. And I remember my first experience going there, because it's basically like everybody that go there, you know, grew up there, you know, been there since they was a baby, I guess, you know what I mean? So it's like, dang. And my auntie been going to that church for a minute. So me being a new kid on the block, it was so awkward, y'all. But, you know, at that time, I think I wasn't really talkative that much. I was very observant and everything. Not saying nothing didn't happen to me or nothing. It's just, I didn't know nobody. You know, I just knew my auntie and her best friend. You know what I mean? I didn't know nobody. So I remember, I think we went to church all the time. Okay. So I remember like Wednesday night was Bible study, and they had Bible study for us kids, and then like towards the end of the adult Bible study, we'll come to the, you know, come upstairs. And I remember, you know, learning about the Bible and everything and the verses. And you know, when you in children's church, they don't break it down as a in the, like the adult churches. It's like they try to make sure it's like kid friendly when they do break it down in, you know, kids church. But I understood everything, of course, because it's like my auntie was always, not always at that time, but, you know, always saying, you know, read your Bible, read this verse, and, you know, going to church every Sunday, you know, most likely I know the word better than the average person. So, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world, you know, because most people won't think I went to church. Okay, but I went to church Wednesday, and then I was a part of the usher community. So I was an usher for the church, and then I think I did the choir. So I was in church Wednesday. I think Thursday was the usher meeting. And then Sunday, we went to church. We went to first service and second service sometime. Not all the time, but sometime. Like, girl, I'm tired. I'm ready to eat. And one thing about Abington Baptist Church back in the day, they had some little food downstairs, you know, because they knew we were starving. Because they sometimes had it between the services, or they'll have it, you know, after the second service. And I remember, oh my God, like, church was supposed to be, we were supposed to be out of church at 2:00. We didn't get out until 3:00. I was like, y'all, let's go. Church was good. I was an usher for the church. I was in the choir for the church. I did praise dancing. I said I got baptized already. That was a time. You know what I mean? And I know my ways now. I mean, back in the day. Because I don't hardly do nothing now. I just go work, go grocery shopping. I do, you know, chill stuff. But, you know, I come from a different cloth than most. And people won't even think that I was really in the church. You know what I mean? But, I mean, hey, I'm human, you know? God can't judge. Only God can judge me. That's what I was about to say. God can only judge me. But at that time, you know, God got my back. He's been having my back for a long, long time. Because there's some stuff in my life, you know what I mean? He could have just let go of me. Just let me just be. But he kept holding on, you know, because he knew I had a purpose. And, you know, so, yeah, I was a church girl. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And then now as an adult, y'all, I'm just trying to do better, be a better person. I really am. But some people be trying to take you there. Like, I don't like the older Nisha. Like, the older Nisha will want to fight, temper, go from a 0 to 100. I just want to fight, basically. And I don't want to do that. I'm like arguing. That's why I'm like, man, I'll be chill. I'm 36 years old. I don't need to be fighting, because my fighting is not like the average fighter. You know what I mean? Okay? I'm talking about street fighting, not boxing, not the other shit. I'm talking about, like, fighting in the hood, like, yeah. Because I feel like my hands is a weapon, first off. Second off, I feel, and I black out. So, when I do wake up, I might be in handcuffs, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm not going to stop. So it's just best for me to, you know, be calm, collective, understanding. Now, I ain't no punk now. If you get run up, you might get done up, okay? But I don't go out looking for fights. And, man, way back, you know, back in the day, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care. I just didn't care. And then the people I was with, you feel what I'm saying? It's just crazy how you grow up and then you see everything for what it is. And it's like, my childhood was lit. Like, going outside, building treehouse with the dudes. There were little boys there. Building treehouses with the boys. You know what I mean? Falling out the damn tree. Jesus. I think that's why I am now. Body all fucked up. Because I fell out the Christmas tree. Y'all know I'm tired. I fell out the damn treehouse. Okay? It wasn't a long fall, but shit, I fell. Man, rock rollers, you know? You don't hardly see them type of dogs. That's back in the day, dogs. You know what I mean? Pit bulls, you seen them. But rock rollers, I don't know if I'm saying their name. Rock rollers. Is that how y'all... Whatever, y'all know what I mean. Those dogs was like everywhere. Everybody had one, two, three. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody have a puppy. Oh, they're so cute and furry. Man, used to do hopscotch. Go outside, draw motherfucking hopscotch. You know what I mean? Jump rope, double dutch, motherfucking roll blade, skate, scooter, ride a bike. And the number one thing, how I knew the homies was at the other homies' house, is by their bike and their scooter. You know what I mean? Because I used to hang with the boys and the girls, you know? That shit was lit. I had a lit childhood. Even though I did have some, you know, it was a lot going on in my life as a child, my childhood was still lit. Because even though the stuff that was happening, you know, around me and to me, you know, God had me, and I just, you know, I'm just thankful and grateful for my family that helped me out, you know? Like, I'm gonna get into that. That's gonna be a subject too. I'm gonna need some tissue for that, because I think I talked about it. So, I had a podcast before this one, and I talked about it there, but I think I need to talk about it over here. So, I'm gonna bring it to over here and talk about, you know, life growing up as me and the obstacles I went through as a kid. Had to grow up fast, but we ain't gonna get into all that. But I had a lit childhood. People think, yeah, people might have thought like I was gonna end up like people around me, but I didn't. You know, I stayed in my own lane. Some stuff, you know, you see stuff, then you wanna imitate it. You know what I mean? I didn't imitate everything, but I could say I was a child. I stayed in a child's place. I did child things. You know, I was outside. You know what I mean? Like, really outside. Like, I enjoyed being a kid. Even though I had to grow up fast at the age of 12 because stuff was happening around me and, you know, obligations. But, shit, you got to keep growing because you can't stop. That's one thing about me. I feel like, I don't want to get emotional because I don't feel like crying. I already cried today. I don't feel like crying no more. But the stuff that I went through as a child back in the day, you would think that I'll be in jail. Because maybe, you know, because the average person that I, the stuff that I went through, man, back in the day, the average person, I think, you know, would lose their mind. Being a mental motherfucking straitjacket. You know what I mean? This shit crazy, man. But yeah, I'm gonna talk about that, you know, on one of these episodes of my podcast. But yeah, back in the day, like I said, this episode is called Way Back Wednesday. Talking about shit back in the day. Yeah, my childhood was lit, though. It was lit. I wouldn't trade it for the world, you know? To be me, that's why a lot of people, you know, I think that's why, instead of me just crying all the time, because I don't like showing my emotions either, especially, you know, around people that I know don't give a fuck about me, but I don't like showing my emotions with my family. I hold shit in, you know what I mean? And I shouldn't do that, but I'm trying to change. I'm trying to change, baby. What else back in the day I used to do? Ooh, I need some water. See, when you talk a lot, you need water in your life. I'm going to have me a bowl of cereal. But anyways, I wonder what's y'all favorite cereals from back in the day. Mine's, it's still today. Damn. It's in the Mentos Crunch and Captain Crunch, the regular. And I might do a little, I know this might be crazy, but I might do a little Raisin Bran. I don't know why. Frosted Flakes used to be my shit, but that shit used to get my motherfucking teeth, okay? So I have four cereals. Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and what else I say? Captain Crunch? Yeah. So that was lit. What else way back in the day? What else I used to do? Oh, in high school, when I used to get my nails done, they used to be dumb long. Like, how girls wearing their nails long now? Not too long, but long. Like, maybe, like, I don't know. They was long, but not too long. Not to the point they look like claws. I used to get money on my nails. Get the Laffy Taffy on my nails. And be the flyest thing walking. Okay? Toes done. Yeah, nails back in the day was $25. For a full set, it was $30, $35. Full set. Okay? Feet. I don't have bad looking feet, so my feet was $20. Walk out of there, just only maybe spending like, because I used to tip too. And then I used to get my eyelashes done too. Oh my God, y'all. Y'all wouldn't believe I used to get individual eyelashes. So I used to get my eyebrows done, my individual eyelashes, my feet done, and my nails done. So I'll leave the shop. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, I used to spend like at least $60, $65. That's it. Maybe less than that, because I didn't get my eyelashes done every motherfucking time. So if I didn't get my eyelashes done, I walk out, including the tip, $50. Easy. Times change, y'all. A full set start off at $40, $45. Depending on the length and the design. Shit. You walking out the shop spending maybe damn near $100 to $500. If you get all that special shit on your nails, that's why I don't do that no more. Got me a little French now. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to get French on Saturday. Because I'm supposed to get my nails done and my feet done and my eyebrows. But yeah, I used to get everything. Eyebrows, individual lashes, my nails and my feet done. And then, you know, I had my sister's mom. Oh, I'm getting sleepy, y'all. I'm so sorry. Used to get my hair done every 2 weeks. Because she did hair, so. It was lit. That's why I said my childhood was lit, but being a teenager, it was definitely lit. Shout out to Jennifer, because she used to hook my motherfucking hair up. Okay? Let me tell y'all, hook it up. Then I used to get my little lunch money from my dad. And then I end up selling candy at school. So my dad would still give me lunch money. That's $20. And get his food stamp card and buy packs of candy at Sam's Smart and Final. If you from the Bay Area, because I don't think they have it out here in Vegas. If you from the Bay, you know what Smart and Final do. You know what I mean? Get them big ass packs. I used to sell my candy two for a dollar. And then my dad don't know this. I don't think he might not listen to my podcast, but I had got a plug to start selling Swishers because everybody in my school smoked weed. Shit, I was selling those two for a dollar too. So I was making money. I feel like every week, I remember, like it was just day. Every week, I cash in damn near almost $200, $300. Because, mind you, so going to school, we used to have this bus called the 657. If you from Oakland, California, y'all know the 657 went to most of the damn high schools in the Bay. The only high school it didn't go up to, it might have did. I don't know what the fuck. They had their own motherfucking buses. Skyline High was a little bougie. So either you gonna have a car or you get on a bus. I think they did have a school bus. But anyway, the 657, I used to take that from the east to Tech, Oakland Tech. That's the high school I went to. It was in the north. So, mind you, I'm on a bus selling candy, right? I'm selling candy and Swishers. Get to school. Before we even, the bell ring, I'm across the street because at Tech, we had off-campus lunch. But anyways, like I was saying, so before I step foot in the class, I'm across the street at the donut shop selling Swishers. You know what I mean? Not like at the donut shop, you know, like on the side, in the back. You know what I mean? Because I think it was a store over there. They were selling Swishers for something. They used to come to me. Two for a dollar. You know what I mean? Some people did. Some people didn't. You know what I mean? But most of them, if they ain't getting a Swisher, they getting candy. Like, Anisha, you got boo, boo, boo. I'm like, yep, I got that. I used to get requests. Like, I was a real candy person. And I forgot her name. I know she class of 06. I used to call her Redbone. She had hella sisters and cousins. and they from West Oakland. I think they from the Bottoms or Acorn or both, because they was deep. I remember the day before I started selling candy. This is how you know I'm a real ass person, because I don't like stepping on people's toes. I went up to her, I asked her in math class, I said, Redbone. She's like, what's up, Brittany? I asked her, I said, I see you selling candy and I want to sell candy too, but I don't want to step on your toes. She said, girl, this is my last week selling this. You can, she said, I'm passing the torch to you. What? Respect. That's respect. See, people don't, these kids don't got no respect. Back in the day, people had respect. I went up to her like a real ass person. And she was a real ass person too. Like, girl, this is my last week. You can do it. You ain't gonna be stepping on my toes. Get that money. For sure. So, got the green light. Told my dad. Start getting requests. And the cold thing about it, not the cold thing about it. It ain't cold. I meant to say, rewind it. We're gonna rewind that. When I bought my first box up to the school, I didn't even bring no box. I had that shit in my backpack because we couldn't even sell candy. You know, you had to do it, you know, slide, slick, slide. Shout out to Tag. You know what I mean? Thank you for letting me make my money. But anyways, I had this shit in my backpack or whatever, whatever. Guess what, y'all? She was my first customer. My first customer. The girl that was selling candy, now she ain't selling candy, and she buying my candy. That's a real motherfucker. Like, what? She ain't a hater or nothing. She's like, Ernisha, what you got? And I told her, she said, I want five of them. She said, oh, they two for a dollar. Bro, I'm just gonna give you $6 just because you hella cool, Ernisha. I respect you. Man, then she started telling her friend, that's how I was like, they are deep. They from West Oakland. I think they from the Bottoms and motherfucking Acorn. If you from Oakland, California, you know what I'm talking about. She told her cousins, she told her sisters, they all bought candy from me. They was the first coming. Word got around. Boy, I was people was putting requests like, Ernisha, can I get this candy? You gonna have this candy? Bro, I was like, well, buddy. Then I get on a bus. They buying people from other schools coming to school was buying my motherfucking candy. Then they found out I was selling Swishes. Boy, I was running that shit up. I'm a true hustler. That's a hustler for you. You know what I mean? I didn't do it forever. It lasted while it lasted. Okay? That shit was so fucking lit. Well, y'all, this is not going to be a long episode because I'm jabbing. And I want to eat a bowl. And I need to eat a bowl of cereal and I need to charge my device that I'm recording on. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I know I sound so tired and I am because I did work today, but I wanted to give y'all something for y'all to laugh. You know what I mean? So I'm going to let y'all go because I am getting sleepy and I do want to eat a bowl of cereal. And I need to drink some water, obviously, okay? But yeah, so look forward to an episode that, again, if an episode airs on Wednesday, the segment is going to be called Way Back Wednesday, okay? All right? And I love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning into my episode. And I love you guys. And I just love y'all. Thank you for the support from everybody. I hope you guys have a beautiful night. Beautiful weekend. Just stay safe. Stay blessed. And I love you guys. And if you ain't tell nobody to come listen to my motherfucking podcast, you a hater. No, I'm just playing. Look, I take the hate and I take the love. You know what I mean? Because they really love you, but they hate on you because they love you. You know what I mean? Take that. Flip it. Reverse it. All right. I'm out, y'all. Peace.